Hey, it's Bobby Bones. If you're a veteran or if you've got a family member or friend who served, I want to tell you about Safeguard Veterans. Sometimes the hardest part isn't asking for help, it's knowing where to turn. Safeguard Veterans connects veterans, families, and caregivers with local support and resources that understand military life. And when you're talking to people who understand those experiences, finding the right support can feel a whole lot easier. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans, any door. The right support.
Blog Talk Radio.
welcome to the show, everybody. Thanks for joining me tonight on Off Limits. We're going to talk about gay fear and homophobia tonight on the show. We're going to talk about gay fear and homophobia in regards to many aspects of this topic, but specifically about heterosexual men and their claim that many of them, not all, but many, claim that they hate gays and often find gay men specifically disgusting or unnatural, and yet at the same time are perfectly okay with lesbianism, as long as the lesbians want to have sex with them, which rarely happens. But anyway, so we're going to talk about the hypocrisy of that and why it is that heterosexual men actually dislike gay men, the real reasons psychologically that have been proven recently, as soon as a year ago, by various universities across the pond in the UK, as well in concert with universities here in the United States, what they have found as the real reason that heterosexual men don't like gay men, what it is and why we have the word homophobia to describe people who don't like gay people. There's a specific reason for that. You know, obviously a phobia is a fear of something. Homosexuals, so a fear of homosexuals and fear of homosexuality in general, and specifically gay men in the society. So we're going to talk about that. If you want to call in to the show, the number is 323-843-6160, and I'm happy to take your phone call and hear your side of this topic. And I'm sure I'll get lots of great calls tonight from the good and the bad, but I'm used to it, so I'm bringing on, basically. And if you want to check me out, you can go to offlimitsshow.com. You can also go to find me on Facebook as well as on Twitter, as well as on Blog Talk Radio, as well as on iTunes. If you want to check out the podcast there, subscribe to that. Feel free. There are thousands of you doing it, so I appreciate you guys who are listening. So first I want to talk about, you know, homophobia, and then we'll get into why it is heterosexual men generally just don't like gay men, and why actually, honestly, they're threatened by gay men. They'll never admit that, but we'll explain to you why that is in a moment. But first, let's talk about gay fear in general and homophobia. So obviously, people realize that there is something called homophobia, and what that means, as I said earlier, is a phobia of homosexuals. So when they say phobia, they use the word phobia, it's for a particular reason. You know, there's a fear among specifically heterosexual men of gay men. Now, they wouldn't necessarily couch it that way or say it that way, but that is indeed what it is. It is a fear of gay men. Why are they afraid of gay men? Now, if you ask a straight man, when I say straight man, and obviously I'm talking tonight about heterosexual men who do not like gay men. And I want to say and clarify one last time, not every heterosexual man hates gay men, okay? Not every heterosexual man does, but there is a great, great number that do. So those who do hate gay men are afraid of gay men. Why? Well, let's talk about that. There are many reasons, but first let's look at it from the perspective of the scientists. And let's see what they had to say. Rich Friese has a short little paragraph about what they came up with. Basically, it says, homophobic, maybe you're gay. Why are political and religious figures who campaign against gay rights so often implicated in sexual encounters with same-sex partners? In recent years, Ted Haggard, an evangelical leader who preached that homosexuality was a sin. Sorry about that. I'm so sorry. I got choked up. who preached that homosexuality was a sin, resigned after a scandal involving a former male prostitute. Larry Craig, a United States senator who opposed including in sexual orientation and hate crime legislation, was arrested on suspicion of lewd conduct in a men's bathroom, and Glenn Murphy Jr., a leader of the Young Republican National Convention and an opponent of same-sex marriage, pleaded guilty to a lesser charge after being accused of sexually assaulting another man. So, one theory is that homosexual urges, when repressed out of shame or fear, can be expressed as homophobia. And Freud, you know who Freud was, Sigmund Freud, famously called this process a, quote, reaction formation, which is the angry battle against the outward symbol of feelings that are inwardly being stifled. So basically what they're saying is most men who have a huge aversion to homosexuality or homosexual men or behavior or whatever the case is, homosexual culture, whatever, typically have some sort of repressed feelings that they themselves are trying to not allow to come to the surface. They're trying to stifle those feelings, push them down. They don't want anybody else to know that they're gay. It's very simple. They are posturing so that people don't realize that they themselves have either had a sexual encounter, maybe when they were in the Boy Scouts, or maybe when they were younger than that, even or older, whatever, and as a teenager or something, or have thought about it, or get turned on by seeing two men together, or kiss, or have sex, or whatever the case may be. And so they don't want people to realize that. And so they come out against gay guys. Gay guys specifically, we're going to get into lesbians in a minute, but gay guys specifically, because they are threatened by being around someone who might perceive them as being gay because they themselves have had those thoughts. Now, as I said, it's not every single man who doesn't like gay people, but this is a large majority that do. So when somebody says to you, oh my God, gays are so fucking disgusting, it's so fucking gross what they do, blah, 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 or whatever, you know, those stupid idiots say, when people are saying these things, you know, you've got to really question in your mind, this guy really hates gay people. Really hates gay people, you know, especially people who are saying, I want to kill fags, I hate fags, always talking about how disgusting gay people are, or leave it, you know, just don't put it in front of me, leave it in, you know, out of the public eye, keep it behind closed doors, that kind of bullshit. So the guys who are saying those kinds of things, those are the ones you have to ask in your mind to yourself, maybe he's gay, or maybe he's had a gay experience, or maybe he's questioning his sexuality, or maybe the fact that these gay guys are so completely secure in their sexual orientation, their sexuality, really threatens me because they don't give a shit what I think about them. They don't care. And a lot of the times, if somebody doesn't give a shit what you think about them, that in and of itself takes your power away. Well, it does take your power away. So there are gay men like myself, for example, who do not give a rat's ass about what people think about his homosexuality. The fact that I'm gay and the fact that people don't like it means absolutely nothing to me. You know, I don't give a shit what people think about my being gay at all. I never have, don't care. So the fact that I don't care, and I really honestly don't, when someone calls me a faggot or calls me names or says I'm disgusting or whatever because I'm gay, you know, it doesn't do anything to me because they have no power over me. Because there's nothing that they can say to me that I believe. I don't believe those things. I don't believe what they say. I don't feel those things. And so that's what they think about themselves, honestly, because they themselves probably have some gay urges. So anyway, that's the theory about it. And that has been proven recently through actual clinical trials, a study done by over 784 people, and men and women both. And they did this study, and they determined that the people who were homophobic would actually say that they were they hated gay people, whatever, they couldn't stand them. And the people who were not homophobic, most likely, most of them said that they had no problem with gay people. So it in a sample of 784 people over a 15-year study by University of Rochester, University of California, Santa Barbara, and a university in London, these people all determine that this is true. So the next time you see some politician, some Republican, some idiot on the street, some person on Blog Talk Radio, you know, spewing hatred about gay people and how disgusting gay men are, how gross we are or whatever, you've got to ask yourself, is he gay? Is this guy really, you know, why does he give a shit? Why does he care so much about gay people? Why does he talk about gay people so much? Because he's trying to throw people off the scent, so to speak. So I probably should use a different word for that. But anyway, you get my point. So I wanted to address that first. We're also going to talk tonight, though, quickly, I want to say we're going to talk about lesbianism, talk about why that's accepted by heterosexual men. And we're going to talk about Men Who Are on the Down Low, as it's called, and why that is an issue. A friend of mine on Blog Talk Radio had a show. Her name is Ebony Empress, and she had a show last Saturday, I believe, on Men on the Down Low. And she was talking about it specifically from men who were primarily African American, but it applies to, you know, men of all races. And she discussed that with her panel. And I wanted to talk about how some of her people responded on her show, because unfortunately I wasn't able to be there when she had her show, because if I had been, I certainly would have said a few things about the things that they said. And the ignorance that was coming out of these people's mouths was ridiculous. So I want to discuss that as well. So if you have something you'd like to say, I'm going to take a quick break, come right back. We'll talk about the lesbianism side of things. The number is 323-843-6160, and we can discuss whatever is on your mind if you want to call. Be right back.
Look inside your tiny mind and look a bit harder, 'cause we're so uninspired, so sick and tired of all the hatred you harbor. So you say it's not okay to be gay. Well, I think you're just evil. You're just some racist who can't tie my laces. Your point of view is medieval.
Briefly about what is behind male homophobia and why a lot of heterosexual men don't like gay men. There's a lot of more reasons to talk about that later. But I wanted to talk about briefly also the fact that most heterosexual men have most heterosexual men who have an issue, who are bigoted or have an issue or prejudice, whatever, who have an issue with gay men or homosexuality in general, do not have an issue with lesbianism. And, you know, as you know, the most, you know, it's like a long running joke for ages now that heterosexual men love to see two women together or having sex or whatever, right? So that happens. That's a long-running joke. It's been going on for many, many, many years. So people have always thought that or said that, and there's some truth to that, of course. A lot of gay heterosexual men do like to see two women together because it's just more women, I guess. I don't know. I'm not straight, so I can't tell you exactly why. But I will tell you this, that there is a reason, a biological reason, apparently, why that is so. And it's also societal as well, but the basic reason is biologically, female sexuality, and this is proven, this is not my opinion, female sexuality is, and I can tell you this anyway, is much more fluid. It's more towards bisexualism. Not always, obviously. I mean, it's a scale. And whereas male sexuality is like to be a lot more dichotomous and rigid, so meaning either gay or straight and not really anything in between. So there's a difference in our brains in how men and women's brains work and how they're structured. So especially in the hypothalamus part of our brains, which determines sexuality and that kind of stuff, or helps to determine it. So anyway, the point is that we are men. If you're a heterosexual male, your sexuality is hardwired one way or the other, pretty much. That's why you find so many gay men who come out so young or whatever, they know that they're gay, they come out, you know, these days especially, and they're gay their entire lives. Whereas you find a lot of women who often will sometimes have marriages and get married and they get divorced and then they get into a lesbian relationship, and they have a lesbian relationship and then maybe they have another male relationship later on. So it's much more fluid. So the thing is, heterosexual men are not threatened by lesbianism. They're threatened by gay men. And the reason for that is because we live in a patriarchal society, and we have, in this world has been patriarchal since the beginning. So although it's becoming much, much less so now, we live in a patriarchal society where it is not acceptable for a man to be quote unquote effeminate or to have any kind of feminine traits at all. And that's obviously ridiculous because men and women are both made of the same cloth, so to speak. So if you're a man, you're going to have some feminine qualities. If you're a woman, you're going to have some masculine qualities. It's just the way it is. You're not going to be an all-feminine woman who doesn't like to do anything masculine at all. You're not going to be an all-male guy who doesn't like to do anything feminine. You know, anything feminine can be anything artistic. So if you're a man, essentially by that argument, you can't do anything artistic or sing or dance or any of that stuff at all. So, or even rapping is considered artistic. So you can't do any of that stuff and still be considered a man by that argument. But that's how people in this society think. So when a man is confronted with gay male sexuality, he is, like I said earlier, very insecure about that because he's been taught that it is wrong to be effeminate or to be dominated in any way. So, and whenever a heterosexual man thinks about gay men, all they think about is the sex that gay men have. They don't think about anything else. The thing that they're not realizing is being gay, whether you're a lesbian or a gay man, is not about sex. Sex is only a portion of it, just like it is for heterosexual people. With heterosexuals, you are not just only interested in sex. You're also interested in falling in love and having a family or whatever the case may be. You're interested in the person, who they are, and having connection, blah, blah, blah. It's no different with gay people. Gay people, the reason people are gay and not straight is not because of the sex. It's because primarily the fact that we need an emotional connection to the same sex. It's about an emotional connection to the same sex, not just a sexual one. So the difference is this. Yeah, a gay man – by the way, I was listening to Ebony's show earlier. One of the guys on the show said – one of the straight guys she was talking to on the show said, well, I don't understand how – a gay guy can get it up to have sex with a woman anyway. We're talking about guys from the down low, which we'll talk about in a minute. And I was thinking, well, you're a fucking moron. Don't you understand that a hole is a hole is a hole to a guy? So, I mean, the physical response is going to be similar. It may not be as intense as it would be if you're a gay man and you're having sex with a woman. The physical response is going to be similar as if you were fucking a gay guy. It's not going to be as intense because you're not fucking a man, you're fucking a woman. But it's still going to be doable, just like it would be with anyone else, with a straight guy and a straight woman, okay? It's no different because it works physically just like it does with another man. So it works, so it gets you off. So yeah, it gets you off physically, but emotionally there's no connection there, and that's the difference. That gay man who's having sex with a woman needs not only the sexual component with a man, but he also needs the emotional one. So that is the difference, and people seem to forget, and especially bigoted straight guys, that it is not about the sex, it's about the emotional connection. So you've got to remember that when you talk and you meet a gay guy or whatever, and people are always asking fucking questions like, there's 9 questions I want to go over actually. Let's go over this real quick, okay? There's 9 homophobic things that straight guys say way too much, and that they are often saying to gay guys, and I get this all the time, or have all my life, you know, questions from straight guys about gay stuff or whatever. And one of the main things they say, one of the main things that straight guys ask gay guys is, which one of you is the guy in the relationship? Which one's the girl, basically, is what they're asking, right? Essentially, they want to know who gets fucked. Okay, that's what they want to know. So when they ask me that question, I always respond by saying, there is no woman. There is no girl. That's the fucking point. There's not a girl. There's not a woman. I'm a gay man. I want to be with another man, not a woman. So there is no woman. And they're like, no, but I mean, who's more masculine? Who's more? I'm like, don't you understand that not all relationships are based on dominant male or submissive female dynamics? That relationships are all kinds, okay? So you've got, yes, you have some gay relationships where there is a man, a quote-unquote man, who is more dominant and a man who is more effeminate. And you have some gay relationships where both of them are very dominant men, and you have some where both are very effeminate men. And then it doesn't make sense to a lot of straight guys. You can't compute in their brain why or how that works. But it's because you're not gay. You're not gay because you're heterosexual. So it doesn't need to make sense to you. It needs to make sense to people in that relationship. So when you ask somebody that, it's a really fucking rude question in the first place. If you want to know what happens between gay people, then just say, look, I don't know a lot about gay same-sex relationships. Would you mind telling me more about how they work? Just say something like that. Just be open about it and be honest. And then you can actually have a real discussion about it. And the person won't be offended. You know, you can just ask that question, not who gets it in the butt, okay? Don't ask it that way. I mean, you've got to actually be nice about it. So my point is, anyway, that's the kind of stuff people ask because they don't understand the dynamics of sex between men. And anyway, so let's talk about the download thing real quick. Before I go down the list, I was going to mention earlier. So the whole download thing, this is the thing about that. Men who are on the download, what that means basically for those of you who don't know, they're men who are actually living heterosexual lives or lifestyles, heterosexual lifestyle, if you want to call it that, with a woman, and they are on the side cheating on that woman, just like a lot of heterosexual men do, but instead of with a woman, they're doing it with a man, okay? They're having sex with men on the side. And a lot of these men don't consider themselves to be gay. They consider themselves to be straight, but they like to have sex with men, which obviously doesn't make sense, but that's how they think in their brains. That's how they have been conditioned to think. So these guys, you know, it's a very duplicitous thing that they're doing. It's a very wrong thing for anybody to do, whether you're having sex with another woman or another man. It doesn't matter. Either way, it's duplicitous and wrong to be in a monogamous relationship with someone and then to go out and have sex with someone else, same sex or opposite sex. So these guys, though, the problem people don't understand is this, is that the environment that is created around being gay in our society, which is done by homophobia, which is as a result of homophobia, people who are homophobic in the society, who spread homophobia, who are always beating up gay people, or they're saying gay people are disgusting or wrong or whatever the case is, and spewing that hatred out, it's because of them that down-low men exist, okay? They would not exist if gay people were accepted as a whole, everywhere. People were not so fucking retarded and fucking bigoted, because they are afraid to come out and be themselves, because the environment in which they're in, whether it's their family or the culture they're in or they're black or white or whatever, they're afraid to be something that they are because they've been told all their lives that it's wrong. And so these men, instead of being who they are and living their lives openly and honestly and being truly a true man, a real man will just be himself no matter where he is, who he's with. He'll be himself. That's a real man, in my opinion. And so these down-low guys, instead of doing that, they're just trying to make everybody else happy, essentially. So they go out and have sex with other men behind these women's backs. Now, I heard on Ebony's show, I heard the straight guys on her show saying, what about diseases? And da, 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 you know, and that seems to be always what they think about the diseases. Well, first of all, just because you're having sex with a gay man doesn't mean you're diseased. And every gay man is not diseased, just like every female is diseased or every man's diseased. I mean, diseases come through, doesn't matter if you're gay or straight, they come everywhere. So gay men are not necessarily any more promiscuous than heterosexual men or women. So it depends on who you're talking to. But the point is that you can get diseases from anybody. But anyway, the point is that, yes, you can get something from someone else, whether it's a man or a woman, and these guys could pass it along, and the woman doesn't know. So she thinks she's having sex with one person, she's having sex with many. Because every person you have sex with, you're having sex with that person, the person they had sex with, the person they had sex with, and so on and so forth. So anyway, that is why it is so wrong to be down low. But these guys are completely – my point is, I guess I'm trying to make, is that it's not entirely their fault. It is wrong, but it's not entirely their fault. There's not an excuse for their behavior, but there is a reason for it. And that reason is because the environment in which we live, that people like those who are homophobic and spew hatred and gay bashing and things like that – are harming women, heterosexual women, ultimately, because they are creating this environment for these down-low guys to be in the first place. So you've got to remember that when you're yelling and you're saying how fucking disgusting gay guys are or whatever, not only are you saying you're probably gay yourself or you probably have some question about your masculinity, you're also creating these down-low guys and harming your fellow heterosexual women. And you're losing them to gay men. I mean, you should be having them yourselves, those of you who are heterosexual men. You shouldn't be worried about, you know, what gay guys are doing. You should be worried about what you're doing. So anyway, I wanted to say that as well. Another thing that people say to gay people is, you know, that I find offensive, specifically to gay men, is, you know, they say things, you know, like, no homo. I hate that fucking phrase. That fucking phrase pisses me off. Like, my nephew, by marriage, said it a year or so ago. And I said, no homo, really? You had to say no homo? Because he said something about some guy or something. He said, no homo or whatever. And I'm like, why did you feel the need to say that? Well, I want people to know I'm not gay. I'm like, well, why do you need people to know you're not gay? We know you're not gay. You don't need to say no homo. I mean, come the fuck on. The saying you're no homo to me is more telling to me that you are gay, not that you aren't gay. Because a real man who has to say and posture like that, be so machismo about shit all the time, to me is far more suspect than a guy who is artistic and whatever, but it's still straight. So if you got to say no homo, then obviously you are hiding something in my book. And of course, there's always faggot. People who say the word faggot or whatever, call people fag or whatever. So people, that word's been around forever, and it's used all the time. And as I said, it doesn't bother me, but it's still wrong to use it, and I don't like people to say it to other people. It doesn't bother me in the sense that it doesn't really hurt my feelings or anything. It just bothers me in the sense that someone be rude enough to say it to anybody is fucking bothersome to me. So the word fag, of course, you know, has a long history, and you know, it was used during English times, Italian times during fascism or whatever, but anyway, it was used because people would be burned with sticks. They would burn gay people, they'd burn witches, they'd burn whatever at one point in history, and they would use these bundles of sticks, which they called fags, and that's, well, they got the word faggot for gay people. So anyway, that's where it came from. So when you're saying something like that to someone else, you're also saying, you know, I really want to compliment you, man, because in complimenting you, I show weakness and mild attraction to you. So I must retaliate by telling you and the whole world that I have no homosexual feelings whatsoever and never will, despite this one instance, which would make me seem gay otherwise. That's basically what you're saying. So you're basically saying all that when you say no homo or call somebody a faggot or call somebody names or say you're disgusting because you're gay or pussy or whatever the fuck you're saying about somebody because they're gay, you're honestly fucking saying so much about yourself you don't even fucking know it. So hopefully, you know, you will learn from this and actually learn that saying these things is wrong. But next we're going to talk about homophobia in general and talk about where it comes from and how it's affected me in my life and if it has at all. And also the gay bashings and things like that that are going on in society today. And also on Blog Talk Radio and things people are constantly saying on their shows and what that says about them as well. So we'll talk about that and I'll be right back. Call in the numbers 323-843-6160. I'm happy to take your call. So I want to talk a little bit about bullying and also what's going on with BTR and some people on Blog Talk Radio and in terms of the gay homophobic stuff or whatever that I've heard so much on this thing. I mean, I've been on here for 3 years and there's just it's rampant on here. I know, honestly, I've been around straight people all of my life, and I have more straight friends than I do gay friends. I've always been that way. I just have. I get along with straight people better than gay people usually. Not always, but usually. So I think that it was very shocking to me when I started coming on here, and I have so much fucking hatred towards gay people. It's just like I said, it's rampant. And I hear it almost every day on every show I listen, not every show, but every day I hear it on shows I listen to on BTR. And even some of the positive shows that I love to go to, shows about, you know, self-help or whatever, just feeling good or affirmations, whatever, spiritual shows even, there's a bunch of fucking anti-gay sentiment. It's just so, like, bad. And I think that it's getting worse now because we, as gay people, are getting rights, the equality that we so deserve. Oh, and that reminds me, that on the show I was listening to the other day, I told you about, one of the people said something. One guy on there was very level-headed, and he was very, like, you know, saying, well, gay people are cool. I have nothing to do, nothing against them, you know, whatever. He said, I'm not gay, but they're cool, whatever. And he said, you know, they deserve the same rights that we have, and they have to go through all this, blah, 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 because they're gay. And this other guy, who was an African-American man, said, don't you dare compare their plight to our plight being black, blah, blah, blah. You know, I hear that all the fucking time. I hear that all the fucking time. And first of all, I got to say, well, you know, that I'm biracial. I'm half black and I'm half white, those of you who listen to my show, although people think I'm something else all the time. But anyway, that's a different story. But the thing is, I know what it's like to be a minority, racial minority. I know what it's like to be a sexual minority. So, because I'm gay and I'm biracial, so I understand what it means to be. I understand both sides of the coin on the black-white issue. I understand what it means to be gay. So, tell someone like me. I think he was telling me, but I'm just saying people tell me that all the time who are African American, that the plight is there's no similarities between the two is ridiculous. Now, first of all, I'm not ever going to say that being gay, someone who's gay or the gay community has necessarily had to go through what black people have had to go through in terms of slavery. Obviously not. We were not enslaved as gay people. We did not have to, we weren't taken from our homeland and drugged across the world and forced into labor our entire lives for 200 or 300 years. So no, obviously there is no comparison in that arena, obviously. But what I'm saying is that there obviously are huge parallels to any civil rights movement, whether it's women's civil rights movement or the gay civil rights movement, with the black civil rights movement. And I'm talking about from in the modern history. I'm not talking about slavery. I'm talking about after slavery, okay? So civil rights is what I'm referring to here. So, you know, to hear people say that really pisses me off. Because I know that African-American man was probably thinking, well, you know, how dare they compare what we had to go through with what they're going through? Well, the truth is it's very similar in terms of civil rights. So we have had to fight for our rights the same way that they've had to fight for theirs. And they've had their rights for a very long time. They've had their rights for not a very long time, but they've had their rights for a while. And gay people have not had their rights for very long. It's been mostly since the 60s, the gay rights movement began, the public gay rights movement, the visible one, and then in the 80s, AIDS happened, and we were actually, gay people were beginning to get their actual, you know, groove and actually beginning to get civil rights passed, whatever, and then AIDS happened, and that turned everybody off because people like Anita Bryant were saying that it basically AIDS was God's punishment on gay people, which obviously is ridiculous because anybody can get AIDS, not just gay people. And did and do still. And nowadays it's mostly African-American women and Latina women that have HIV these days. You know, they're getting it in terms of contracting it. So my point is, though, is that so we had lots of progress, and then it stopped and halted because of the HIV/AIDS thing crisis. And then after that began to subside, although it's still here, obviously, it's still a crisis. I'm just saying that the 90s and 2000s, I'd say, we began to make headway again. And so now we're finally getting our rights and our equality, and it's passing down through state by state by state in terms of gay marriage and other civil liberties for gay people. And just like it was with the Loving versus Loving verdict in Virginia for the Loving couple, which was an interracial couple, black, a white male and an African-American woman in the 60s, they wanted to get married in their state, and they couldn't because that state had a law, anti-miscegenation law or whatever, that said that you couldn't marry someone outside your race in that state. And so they sued the government, and they won, and therefore all states that did not allow interracial marriage had to at that point allow it because it was deemed a civil right. Well, it's a civil right for gay people as well in terms of marriage and other issues, because gay people are a legal class of citizen. Therefore, you cannot give one class of people, whether they're black or white or whatever, one type of right and not give it to everyone else. It's in our Constitution, okay? So my point is this, is that yes, there have been very – I understand homophobia in terms of people who don't like it because of their own cultural bias, which is what it is, the cultural bias, or religious bias. This is what that is as well, because all it is an opinion. But looking at people through a human eye and you know, through humanity and looking at people through what is right civilly and what is right under the law and what is right for people in terms of equality, that is where you need to look. Because in our country, you know, we have separation of church and state, and you can't rule, as I just said, one class different than another. So you can't base it on cultural values, and you can't base it on religious values. You have to base it on the law. So anyway, I just wanted to say that. And we have a caller from 678 who wants to say something. Let's see what they have to say. 678, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Good, how are you?
I'm great. It's funny that I have a show, and I just talked about this on my show today about black people thinking, okay, I'm a black gay man, black people thinking that the civil rights shouldn't be the same as gay civil rights.
Right.
And I hate saying this because I feel wrong when I say it, but it's not the same. You know, because the first, like, say if I go for a job,
mm-hmm.
The first thing people see, they see that I'm black. They don't see that I'm gay. So I think a lot of prejudice comes from people seeing you.
Well, I got to say something about that, though. I mean, I understand what you're saying. Of course, you're right. You can see somebody as black all the time, but you can't see somebody as gay all the time. I understand that. That's true. However, there are plenty of instances where there are gay people who are discriminated against unemployment when they're being hired because they're deemed to be gay, whether they're gay or not. So just because you may not know that someone's gay doesn't mean that you don't think that they're gay or think that they have a lisp or think that they're not married, they're over past 35, they have no kid, you know, things like that. They can put it together in their mind. So just because it's not physically visible – doesn't mean it doesn't affect them in the same way, because it does. It does.
I agree with you to a certain extent, but I think when people see you, the first assumption, you know, they look at me as like, oh, it's a black guy, he might try to steal my purse. You know,
he's a gay guy, he might grab my crotch. I mean, you know, that kind of shit.
Yeah,
so,
I don't know. I don't know if I understand what you're saying, and mm-hmm. In my experience, being a gay, people have discriminated against me because I'm black, not because I'm gay, because I'm very gay. You know, I just wanted to put that out there because I talked about it today.
You're saying you don't feel like you've been discriminated against as a gay man, but only as a black man?
Absolutely not. No.
I feel like I'm biracial, like I said earlier on the show, and my mom is white, my dad's black, and I look like I'm Mediterranean or something, so people don't usually perceive me as black when they see me, but or being half black. But my point is like, so I've never really felt discrimination. I'm kind of the opposite of you, I guess. I've never felt so much discrimination as being biracial as I have been being gay. So for me, most of my experience with hatred has come from being gay, not from being biracial. Whereas you're saying your experience has been mostly from being black, not from being gay, right?
Yeah, I've never experienced anybody discriminating against me because I'm gay. I lived in Atlanta, Georgia for a very long time. And, you know, there's a lot of gay people in the city, so maybe that's why I'm a little biased. But
I
live in the Midwest. Pardon me?
Yeah, I was going to ask you where you live. So yeah.
Yeah. Well, currently I live in the Midwest.
Okay.
Now, but I've always got every job that I've always wanted. You know, but my race, the racism I have received has been like going in stores or people just thinking you are a particular person because you are a black person.
I was going to say, I've experienced that. You mean like one time I walked into Saks Fifth Avenue and I was looking for a tux, and I was walking around the racks and stuff, and this guy kept following me around. He wasn't really following me, but he was going behind me. You know what I mean? And every time I go somewhere, he'd go right behind me. And I'm like, that was the only time I'd ever experienced that. And I'm sure you've experienced that many times, I guess.
Yeah, because I'm a darker brother.
Yeah.
You know, so
they
think, you know, I get the whole I'm grabbing the purse, you know, so if I walk in the elevator with an older white female, which, you know, I think is funny. I find comedy and that type of thing. But, you know, like I said, I'm gay. Of course, I think I don't put it out there because I don't really care. I'm who I am, and gay is not what defines me. It's my mind and my words and my kindness to others. And but if people see that I'm black, they kind of judge me before they get to know me.
Well, so I got to say, I mean, that's your experience, and so I'm not going to debate you on what you've experienced. That's your experience. So I wouldn't say that you're not telling me the truth. I mean, you're telling me what you've experienced, and that's true. But, you know, just like I told you, my experience has been very different. So, but we're different people. So
everybody's
going to have different, you know, experiences. But I wouldn't say that, you know, I'm not sure you're saying this anyway. You're not saying that it's harder to be – are you? Maybe you are. You're saying it's harder to be black than it is to be gay. Is that what you're saying, or you're not saying that?
I think black people have, yes, this is going to be a little harder. I wouldn't say across the board, more difficult. But I think black people are putting a stereotype of a certain person that if somebody doesn't know you're gay, even if they're thinking you're gay and they don't know, you're not going to get that same reception, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but that, you know how that kind of kills you inside, though? That's the difference, is that being something you're not, whatever it is, and pretending to be something you're not, whatever it is, whether it's gay or whatever, and you know in your mind, like, you know, I'll give you an example. For example, I've told this on my show before once, you know, because I don't look necessarily African-American, you know, when I was 19, I was dating this guy who was a white guy, and I was we were dating for like 6 months, and we were out of the patio of a gay bar in Dallas, and I was we were talking with his friends, whatever, and laughing, and he said some black joke. Well, actually, it was a nigger joke. Okay, it was a very bad, offensive joke, and I was like, "What the fuck?" And he's like, "What's wrong?" And I was like, "How can you say that right in front of me? And how can you say that at all?" And he's like, "What's wrong?" And I told him, I said, "You just said that joke. What does it have to do with you?" I said, "Well, I'm half black." He's like, "You are?" He's like, "Yeah." He's like, "I didn't know that." And after that night, he would not call me or anything. And eventually, when I finally got to talk to him, he said he didn't want to date me because I was half black. And that's racism. So my point
that sounds like Queen. The movie Queen?
Exactly. So my point is like, you know, I wasn't pretending to be something I wasn't. I just never mentioned it. I thought he was attracted to me. We'd had sex. So we obviously he didn't have an issue with me physically. But the fact he had an issue with me being half black, that obviously that's racism. So my point is it's like, if you don't know somebody who's gay, though, and they themselves know they're gay, it's going to kill them inside to be around people all the time saying fag jokes or whatever else. So that in and of itself is a hell of its own, even though they're not necessarily getting that animosity that you may get as a black person because you can see that. Do you see what I'm saying or not?
Oh, totally, totally. Okay. But I worked in places, and like I don't put out there I'm gay. People know that I'm gay, and I don't think the people that I surround myself with, they don't care. You know, and I've never experienced. I guess I'm lucky in that respect because, like I said, I'm gay, but that's not all who I am. You know, I'm David with a big mouth and a lot of confidence, and you know, I do a good job while I'm at work, and it's not never been an issue, and that's unfortunate. Some people have to experience it. Cause I know it's out there. You know, I've been around enough. I'm not naive enough to know that it hasn't. It's not there, but I
right.
never have experienced it on the gay side, on the black side, of course, all my life.
Right.
You know, I've had a fight because I'm black, not because I was gay.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, and I was thinking in my real life, when I say my real life, I mean my offline life, when I'm not actually on BTR or something. When I'm actually in my real life, I'm trying to think back about being gay. I mean, the last time I was really, really honestly, like, you know, talked about because I was gay was in high school, and I was openly gay in high school. So that was a long time ago. And but in the internet world, it happens and has happened many, 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 many times, especially on Blog Talk Radio and other places when people know I'm gay, always making, you know, fag jokes and talking about, you know.
That is so crazy to me because I just started my show about a month and a half, 2 months ago.
Oh, well, you
I haven't experienced
yet.
It yet.
You don't know yet.
No, I don't. I don't. So this is kind of new for me.
Oh,
so.
You will. Because it happens to everybody. I don't care who you are.
Really? Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but it will. But I'm sure you can handle yourself just fine. I'm just saying that it's...
Yeah.
it's still disconcerting when you're on here and you hear so much vitriol and hatred towards gay people all the time. You go to someone else's show, I mean... And it's just constant. Or you get phone calls, people calling you saying you're a fucking faggot, you're disgusting, or I want to slit your fucking throat because you're gay, or shit like that. I mean, that's the kind of shit I've got. Yeah. So.
That's just an ignorant mind trying to express itself. That's how
yeah,
I look at it.
I know. It's true. It's true. Well, thank you for calling. I appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, it's been fun. Thank you for allowing me to be on. Have a
no
great
problem.
Morning. Have a great,
you
great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So, that's a good caller. So, yeah, so he, in his experience, in terms of being gay, he hasn't really experienced much homophobia, whereas I, of course, I said I have, you know, really in terms of being online especially. But anyway, people are different or whatever, but I wanted to thank everybody who listened to the show tonight and want to thank our caller who called in. And if you want to check me out, you can go to offlimitsshow.com. You can go to Off Limits Radio on Facebook and Off Limits Radio on Twitter, I think, as well. So I hope you guys have a great night, and I will talk to you soon. Good night.
nature.
Words sound better in that word.
And I'm not sorry.
You're the one with the problem.
Make your bitch, don't hang your shit on me.
What are you gonna do with it?
Cause I'm not sorry.
The hardest part was figuring out where to go. I didn't want to explain military life before talking about what I needed. Safeguard Veterans connected me to people and resources that understood military life. That made taking the next step easier.
You served others. Let your community support you. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans. Any door, the right support.